Nestled behind a fence of Queens vine, a lush landscape of banana trees, cigar plants, and Pride of Barbados protect the Coolcrest Putt-Putt Course from a busy Fredericksburg road. Craig Thornton used to spend lots of time here.
It looks just like it did in the old days. The banana plants are cut back a little bit, but that's fine. It looks great.
Thornton drove in from Waco just for Coolcrest's modern-day grand opening.
Hole in one, yeah!
He brought a friend.
This is my first time, so I'm going to do this right. So what do I put? Hole one, par two, and three strokes.
And his brother Andy, to recapture the fond memories and see what the new wave of Coolcrest will look like.
I think it's great. I would drive by here all the time, and I'd get so sad because it was defunct. And so it's like it's really cool that it's back together again.
Or only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years.
And from the looks and sounds of it, not much has changed. Bing Crosby takes customers back in time, only now instead of Mr. and Mrs. Metzger, four brothers, Philip, Albert, James, and Mitchell, are the proud owners. They bought the place and have spent nearly $1 million restoring it. Sure, Mitchell says he'd like to make money, but for him it was more about reviving something cool.
We grew up around this place. I mean, we all came here. We brought dates here. The Metzgers parented us when we were young here. It was more of a love thing than it was an investment type of thing. Not that we don't hope to recoup some of the investment, but this is just a wonderful family venture that we're doing.
Maybe the most important part, the plants.
90% of this place had died back because no water for 6 years.
Horticulturist Frank DeCock looked through old pictures to recreate Coolcrest. He says there will be more work over the next few years to perfect the look, but so far with the angel trumpets, the Hong Kong orchid trees, and the signature banana trees, it's already on its way.
There's a lot of things that went into putting this in the 21st century, mainly the drip system. And so it was quite a challenge to get it back at a reasonable cost to get this thing done and to bring it back to its glory.
DeCock says the cost to keep the plants alive should be one-third of what it used to be. 3,000 drip emitters are helping do the job. Mitchell says air conditioning was added to the office and the restrooms were made to be compliant with disability access laws. He loves the adventure ahead and hopes new generations will love Coolcrest as much as he did so many decades ago.
It's almost a sadness when you pass by things that have closed down in, you know, their memories. And so this gave us an opportunity to keep not the memory alive, the actual property alive.
Someone just like you appear.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.
Any greater thrill? No, never in a million years. Never in a million.